Liberty Summit Financial Group Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
And we are back here in the Bantam Championship game here on Cruise 102. Derek Diesner alongside by my partner Rick Callender. And on that last play that we had, Dukoski checked Dubes into the board and some retaliation. And because of that, he got a five-minute major and a game misconduct. So, Rick, you want to talk a little bit about that and the ramifications with that hit?
Okay, in a game misconduct, you're kicked out of that game and you're suspended for one more in USA Hockey play, and it doesn't matter where. If he doesn't play anywhere after tonight, then he would have to set that even next year.
Okay. And you were saying that they have they could have a tournament after this in Cleveland?
Yes, if they do go to Cleveland, and if he is one of the players going to Cleveland, he would not be able to play the first game down there.
Now we see Dubes take out his own teammate. He checked Vogel on accident. 10.5 minutes to go in this game. Chargers are just 10.5 minutes away from winning the championship. But Walmart will have something to say about that.
It's a good thing to see Dubes back out there skating again.
Yeah. Well, he tried getting up right away, but his coaches and the ref said, no, stay down, let's take a look at you. Whoa, a slap shot to the midsection.
By Dubes.
Yeah. But,
so he's all right.
You know, I'd say so, but a good save by Rogenbuck to keep it in front of him. It
looks like he's running a little slow. I think they got him out at center instead of defense right now. He's kind of hanging out there just a little bit. It doesn't seem like he's playing quite as fast as he normally does.
Yeah. Well, he's got the puck right now at the blue line, but he's whistled for offsides.
Simmons made a rush on the puck, and he got over the blue line. He couldn't get back in time.
I can do it if you want. That's whatever you want.
Well, they'll have a face-off. 2-0 is our score. Chargers lead Walmart with 9:38 to go in this game. Puck is dumped in. Rogenbuck will sling it off to his man, but the Chargers will keep it in the zone. Tried putting it in front of the net. Nothing happening. Perazu had it. Now Dukes. Dukes trying to get in the zone. He gets past the blue line. He still has it. And he gets a hard check, but he scores after getting hit by Wickard. He is still able to shoot the puck, get it in for his third goal of the game, and that's the hat trick for Dubes, and he now has 25 goals on the season. This guy's having a great game. That Walmart can't seem to do anything right now with him. They do not know how to stop him.
Yeah, he'd be the first two stars of a three-star selection in anybody's league tonight. He's doing really well.
Well, he's definitely got to be up there, but then again, Jordan Braun's doing a good job, too, behind the pipes. He's got the shutout right now with 9:16 to go in this game.
Now they got him off the ice now. They'll probably rest him for a little bit, let him have a chance.
Yeah.
A long shot by Wickard.
Came in with it now. He'll try to, he avoids one check, but lost the puck. Now he gets it back. He'll skate in the zone. Lost it once again. Wickard near the boards. He'll slap it down to the other end.
Amon is like Dubes. When he's on the ice, he has a couple guys shadowing him all the time.
Yeah, it seems like every time he touches the puck, he's got so many guys around him. Right there, he had three defenders on him. Wickard will reset. He throws it off the boards. Kennedy with it now. Kennedy throws it in the zone, but a save by Braun as he covers it up. 8:26 to go in this game. Chargers lead it 3-0 here in the championship. And the Chargers still have a minute 55 to go on that power play.
Braun is doing an excellent job in there tonight.
Yes, he is.
And I certainly wouldn't jinx him. But he's something he hasn't done all year, having not giving up a goal.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens here. I hope I don't jinx him. He's
we'll keep our fingers crossed.
I always take these players in the locker room and I write down on a piece of paper and tape it to one of the kids' elbow pad what the score will be at the end of the game. And, of course, being it's a team I help out with, I kind of favor them all the time. And it was, I put down 6-3.
Ah.
That they would win 6-3, so.
Well, that would go along with their previous games that these teams have met. Chargers always seem to come out on top, and they score a lot of goals. Well, it started off slow here, but now it's a 3-0 lead for the Chargers. Another whistle for a faceoff with 8:15 to go in this game.
They all seem a little anxious to get over that blue line. They've been getting an awful lot of offside penalties tonight, both teams.
Walmart trying to make sure they got their right players out there.
Yeah, it certainly don't help being down three goals and then somebody have to sit in the penalty box 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5-on-4 in favor of the Chargers. They're going to see if they can attack here.
And that's not a come off the ice after a goal either. That's 5 full minutes.
Wickert's got it. He gets it to Amon, who tried. He lost it. Langley. It's right underneath us. Amon had it. Lost it to Whipple. Wickert. Langley. And here comes Walmart. Amon. 1-on-2. He'll try to get past the defenders. He gets past one, tries throwing it in front of the net, but it gets deflected. Puck in the air. Chargers trying to come up with it. Unable to, and Amon will skate after it in the corner. Neither team seems to want to go after that one. And a great glove save by Jordan Braun as that puck was put on net by Matt McVay. Mitch Kennedy.
Kennedy, yep.
Yes.
Yep,
I was
captain.
Looking at the wrong roster right there.
That was a missile.
Yes, it was, but Braun coming up with another big save. Perizoo do the faceoff for Walmart. It's won by the Chargers, and they'll skate out across center ice. Now Walmart throws it back down.
Both teams are playing some excellent defense.
And here comes Dubes. Dubes across center ice. He'll take a slap shot from the blue line. And a glove save by Rogenbach. Dubes having to take on two defenders. And they get it out of the zone. Rutkowski down the ice. Puts on goal and he's checked hard into the boards.
That was McVay and his old-time hip check. You don't see that too often, but he does it really well.
Here come the Chargers. McVay down at the other end. Past two defenders. Shot on goal. And he went 5-hole, it looked like, for the goal. And it's now 4-0 in favor of the Chargers with 6:20 to go in this game. And the Chargers look like they're on their way to the Bantam Championship. Or to being the Bantam Champions, I should say.
Yeah, McVay went coast to coast on that one. I think he's the one to stop the puck down on the other end.
It all started with that check, and then he turned things around, came to the other end, and like you said, coast to coast for the goal. On the season now, McVay has a total of 3 goals and 2 assists. Walmart trying to get a goal here. Kennedy with it. Lost control of it, regains, puts it on net. Braun stopped it. Amon makes a check behind the goal. Rutkowski battling for the puck. Kennedy will get it, keeps it in the zone, and he took a slap shot. And, oh, that had to hurt. As Michael Langley took one near the midsection. And we have a penalty as Amon.
Amon delivered that check behind the goal. He got his elbow up a little bit. Kind of got him in the chin.
So that'll hurt Walmart right there as Joey Amon goes to the box for 2 minutes. And there's only 5:44 to go in this contest. Walmart's down to the Chargers 4-0.
Matt Trowbridge and Rutkowski are going to have to pick the game up here and get some goal, quick goals here.
Battle for it around center ice. Schooley. Kennedy will slap it on in. Here comes Dubes. He'll try to get it.